adventures between the Arctic and Antarctic. Listen to Arvid Fuchs on the Ocean Change podcast. Welcome to this podcast episode. This is Bärbel in Cromer in the UK.
Hi, hi, and this is Arvid on board of Dagmarhorn, of course, in Oban, Scotland.
I'm here in my function as a journalist for German television, and I'm just filming a whole program about delicacies at the east coast of England, and that's why I'm at Cromer. But that has nothing to do with your expedition, Arvid. I'm very excited to hear what you experienced during the last days.
Yeah, I think the last time we spoke was in Stromness on the Orkney Islands, and so from there on we sailed straight to Rona Island, which is well somewhere on the Outer Hebrides in the Atlantic, and it's a very remote island, so nobody is living there, not anymore I should say, because a couple of hundred years ago there was a small population on this island, and they starved to death, actually, because there was a shipwreck, and that shipwreck brought rats on the island, and the rats finished all the supplies of the population, so they starved to death. So it's a very sad story, but you can still see these old ruins where the people used to live, and this is the dark side of this island, so the story. But on the other side, it's a paradise, so it's bird paradise. So we saw lots of puffins and other seabirds and seals, and the coastline of the island has huge caves where you can get access with the zodiac, and you see seals lying there. And so it's just a gorgeous island. It's beautiful.
Was it easy to get access to this island? I mean, there is no harbor or anything.
Now, I think you have to be lucky with the weather. And I must say, we are extremely lucky with the weather this summer. Just looking at the weather chart, so all around us seems to be rainy, stormy, and rough sea. But where we are, it's just very, very nice and calm. And so we were lucky when we got there. Usually, so you probably can't land because you always have the Atlantic swell, even if there is not too much wind, but you have breakers, and it can be very dangerous to try to land somewhere. But we were lucky, and so we were able to find a place where we could land with a Zodiac and put the crew ashore. And so they spent nearly the whole day ashore and just walked around and found the old ruins of the old settlers. But mostly it's just a very impressive nature with the seabirds and puffins and so on.
Wow, sounds very interesting. Where did you go from Rona?
From Rona, we sailed down south, basically to Stornoway on the Outer Hebrides harbor. It's a pretty big harbor, a fishing harbor, and also the town itself is a good sized town, so you can get whatever you need and supplies. But it's also very, very nice, and it was funny when we tied up there. There are seals all around you, so this town is well known for their seal population. So and they live in the harbor, and they seem to be doing all right. And I've been there many years ago, and the seals were there, and they are still there. So they seem to be doing very well.
This is the seal you filmed, and we posted it on Facebook and Instagram and TikTok, and the viewers liked it pretty much.
Yeah, so they are very curious, and they are not shy at all because they are used to humans and to boats. And so they are all around you, and they stick their head out of the water looking at you curiously, but they are not scared at all. So that's why they are all around you, and that's a lot of fun.
What are the challenges sailing in the Outer Hebrides? What about the tides?
Yeah, the tides. As I said, we are very, very lucky this summer because we have good weather. And of course, there's some rain every once in a while. But normally you think in Scotland, the waters out in the Hebrides is always stormy, rough and wet and cold. But this is certainly not the case. So we have a splendid summer, actually. And the weather has treated us very nicely so far. But of course, you have to face the fact that you have strong tides going back and forth. So we tied up in a settlement, a small settlement. And so the difference between high tide and low tide was something like 5.2 meters, which is quite a bit. And if you just tie up on a dock, which is not a floating ponton or whatever, so just regular city dock, so you have to make sure that your lines are long enough. Otherwise, you will wake up during the night and then the boat is hanging in its ropes and its lines. So you have to take this into consideration and make sure that the lines are long enough.
This was in Kyle of Lochelch, I guess. And there you got a new crew member and Alex had to climb down the stairs to get onto Dagmar On. She had to climb down, I don't know, 4 or 5 meters or so.
Yeah.
She arrived at low tide, yes.
She arrived at low tide, exactly. So this little settlement, it's not very special. So the reason why it's there, probably there's a bridge connecting the mainland with the Isle of Skye, and they also have a railway station there. And that's why we stopped there. And and Alex arrived when it was low tide, so she has to climb
bad
down.
For her.
a couple of meters down to the deck. But she managed all right, no problem.
Yes, you can have a look at this on social. We posted it on TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram. And somebody wrote, couldn't you have waited for a high tide?
Oh, yeah, we could have, but that would have been pretty miserable for Alex because she would have to wait for about 5 hours or so until she could get on board. So, no. So you just can't handle that.
So, Abbott, what about Scotland in general? What about whiskey distilleries and what about pubs?
the whiskey distilleries in Scotland and especially also on the Hebride Islands. So they are very special because you have these special malt whiskies which have a strong peaty taste and smoky taste. And I kind of like this kind of whiskey. And the Highland whiskey is slightly lighter, different. And so in every little town basically has its own whiskey distillery. And Tobermory, where we stopped, has a whiskey distillery, one of the oldest, I think, on the Hebride Islands. And of course, we taste it. Not too much, but you have to taste the whiskey in the various places where you go. And Oban, where we are right now, has, of course, an own whiskey distillery. And next stop will be probably Islay, the island of Islay. And they, I think, have at least 7 whiskey distilleries on the island. It's a legendary island.
Oh, Abbott, how long will you stay there?
I'm not sure. So we probably just leave it that way, that we taste one or two, but not more than that.
So during the day, ocean technology and gathering data for the science, and during the night, tasting whiskey? What is your expedition like?
it's a combination of both. So, of course, we are collecting data. So that's the main purpose. So we are taking water samples. We have the CTD device, and it's very interesting, especially this area, to gather all these data. But every once in a while, we are in a port, and then we just enjoy being in this country and enjoy,
of course,
getting to know everything. Yeah,
that's what life is about, to enjoy it and to combine all these things. And so it's Sunday morning right now. What are you up to today?
Well, it's more or less a housekeeping day, I should say. So we have to do our laundry. We have to get some. Oban is a pretty good sized town, and the supermarkets are open also on Sunday. So we get some groceries, and and otherwise we just enjoy the nice weather and the landscape, and we just will go out hiking in the afternoon and do some excursions here, and doing some housekeeping and having some free time and pasta.
And enjoying Scotland, but life could be worse.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. Thank you so much for sharing this with us. And I look forward to talking to you soon.
Yeah. Thank you, Babel.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
That was the podcast Ocean Change by Arvid Fuchs and Babel Fenig.